Hello, and welcome to my podcast. Today's podcast, John chapter 13, 1, verse 1 to 15. Today's gospel describes a meal that Jesus had with his disciples. We don't know exactly when this supper occurred. It's before Passover, so it's not likely the Last Supper. But John indicates that already Judas was getting ready to betray him. This passage of scripture is well known as the time Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. To put this story in context, it was considered polite and proper etiquette for the host to have one of the servants wash the feet of the guests. Usually, the servant was the lowest ranking of the servants. It wasn't a pleasant job. The streets were not clean. Garbage and animal excrement would be a common occurrence. It was a messy, low-level job. Can you imagine then the shock the disciples had when they saw their esteemed leader washing their feet? No wonder Peter had a problem. I do wonder, however, what Jesus was thinking when he washed the feet of Judas. Jesus was giving us a style of leadership. It is a servant model of leadership. Ironically, it's quite freeing. Jesus is not concerned about how others see him. He is free of the need to be concerned of a self-imposed impression of others. He knows who he is, and he is not going to compromise his teachings to appeal to those in power, or to be popular, or to win the esteem of others. A question I have for you for your reflection in this retreat is, how much energy do you spend, or how many things do you do to impress others or influence their impression? Simply, impression management is the energy we spend to present ourselves as we want others to see us, not who we really are. Let me quickly add, all of us practice some level of impression management because of family, friends, work, or professional expectations. There are many valid reasons, such as social acceptance and work success, and even building our self-esteem. Impression management theory was developed by sociologist Irving Goffman in his 1959 book, The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life. This book focuses on the process by which an individual can control or influence another's impression of them by a series of conscious or unconscious strategies. Perhaps we can spend some time reflecting on the impressions we want to project and focus on any disconnect to what we project and who we really are. Jesus introduces the aspect of humility in leadership. Let's look at how we live humility. Just a couple of thoughts. Like not boasting above our achievements to separate us from others, recognizing that we are all part of a system, and recognizing that we all play a part, and all the parts are important. Jesus reaffirms compassion. The leadership of Jesus is proposing involves treating people with compassion and care. Christ-centered leadership involves freedom, humility, compassion, and respect for all. Some questions to reflect on is, what is the role of service in your life? Do we serve people that will not be able to reciprocate, or only people that we are comfortable with? Are we attentive to even the smallest needs of others? Are we willing to try to assist others, even in their most inconsequential needs? Are we willing to be free from others who will evaluate our willingness to serve? So I invite you to reflect on these questions on your first day of retreat. God bless and take care.